This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm Capriato here, the Automotive Aftermarket Podcast Guy. Now, this episode honors the 2020 Women in Auto Care Awards. There are three prestigious awards presented annually, namely Auto Care Woman of the Year, Female Shop Owner of the Year, and the Auto Care Woman of Excellence. The awards are presented annually to a woman in auto care member who has provided recent outstanding contributions to the auto care industry. I usually do this interview in person at Apex, and as you know, the pandemic, but needless to say, we did it virtually. So I welcome the Auto Care Woman of the Year, Lauren Bollier, Vice President, Professional Marketing at Advance Auto Parts, the Female Shop Owner of the Year, my friend Kim Auerenheimer, Owner and Business Manager at Cool Springs Automotive, Brentwood, Tennessee, and the Auto Care Woman of the Year, Danielle Sonnefeld, Vice President, Business Development at N.A. Williams. The key talking points for this episode reside at remarkableresults.biz/E604. Hey, grateful again this year to interview these ladies who are setting high standards for the auto care industry. Now, the Women in Auto Care organization is very dedicated to the advancement, education, and empowerment of women within the auto care industry, especially their commitment to educational scholarships. Now, please listen for details on the unrivaled nurturing they make in scholarships and continuing education. Hey, Carm here, and I just heard that Apex 2021 will again have the best and the brightest trainers and another great schedule of technical and management training. Now, this is specifically for shop owners and technicians, so stay tuned right here for more details as we get them. For now, make sure Apex 2021 is on your calendar, November 2nd through the 4th in Las Vegas. Hey, now more than ever, you must be focused on bringing cars through your bays safely and efficiently, and that is where Shopware comes in. Their shop management system offers a completely contactless workflow. Your customers can review, approve, and even pay for the repairs right from their smartphone or personal device. Request a demo and see them in action. Go to GetShopware.com. Hey, listen to all our podcasts on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Search for Remarkable Results Radio or Aftermarket Weekly. Now, always, always be in the front row of life in the aftermarket auto service business with this premier on-demand audio content library of nearly 900 episodes. And also catch us on the web at remarkableresults.biz. Hey, a warm welcome to the Auto Care Woman in Auto Care 2020 award winners. You know, ladies, I always do this at Apex. I mean, come on, man. It's either the morning of the day of the awards. It's the next morning after the big cocktail party. You come into my studio and we just sit and talk. So we're having to do this virtually. Oh, sad, sad for me because, you know, I'm a hugger and I would have had a chance to hug every one of you, but okay. So glad to have you all here. Woman in Auto Care, the Auto Care Woman of the Year is here with us. And this award's presented annually to a woman who is a leader, mentor, and role model who has made significant and outstanding contributions to the auto care industry. The 2020 winner is Lauren Bollier, Vice President, Professional Marketing at Advance Auto Parts. Hello, Lauren. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing? It's nice to see you and be with everybody.
Oh, thanks for being here. I appreciate it. The Female Shop Owner of the Year, this award is presented annually to an outstanding female owner who demonstrates role model behaviors, leadership, and commitment to the advancement of women. And who else would it be than my great friend, Kim Auerenheimer, owner and business manager, Cool Springs Automotive, as she's doing business as CS Automotive with husband Rob.
Hey, Carm, it's so great to be here. It's such an honor, and I'm excited to spend this time with y'all.
Okay, everyone, behind the scenes, soon after Kim was notified, we were doing a podcast. We were doing something, Kim, and you said, I have to tell you, I was there almost at the moment of the announcement, so congrats.
I told Rob, and I was talking to Carm next, so I had to tell him. Couldn't keep it quiet.
Great, great to have you. Can't wait to hear some great stuff about this. And the Auto Care Woman of Excellence, this award is presented annually to a woman who is a Woman in Auto Care member and who has provided recent outstanding contributions to the auto care industry while demonstrating role model behaviors, leadership, commitment to the advancement of women. She's considered a rising star in the industry, but you were a rising star, Danielle, years ago. It finally caught up to you.
Yes, thank you, Carm. I'm excited to be here. And I share in your pain. I wish that we were sitting in your booth at Apex.
Yeah, me too, because I always get cool pictures of us and everything. Danielle Sonnefeld, Vice President, Business Development at N.A. Williams. Can I share something with everyone here? It was 2017. I just put up a picture of me and Danielle at the Fall Car Care Days, and that's when I received the Moore Schwartz Award that day. I love that picture, by the way, because we're talking and I'm thinking and you're rocking, and here we are three some years later. Anyway,
I remember you were telling me about this great podcast idea and how excited you are about it. And look what you've done in such a short amount of time, Carm. It's really remarkable.
Okay, ladies, you're hired. Absolutely. Yeah, I had already been podcasting for a couple of years. And, you know, we're between all the brands and all the shows, we've just eclipsed the 900 numbers. So thank you all so much. Thanks to everyone in the industry for participating. I'd love your input, Lauren, on mentoring. And I do believe you do a lot of that at Advance.
Yeah, actually, we do. I think as a leader, it behooves all of us to kind of help and support and bring others up with us, help guide and lead their development. Actually, at Advance, we had identified an opportunity, right? We had a lot of people who wanted and needed mentors. We had a number of people that had volunteered to kind of do that. So we needed to find a way to really kind of balance that. And what we came up with were mentorship circles. So you kind of take a key leader on a specific topic, and they're able to touch and engage with a group of people to kind of help their development around a specific topic that they have. And it creates an opportunity for networking, getting to know people at all different levels within the organization. So I think it's incredibly important. We found kind of a clever way to do it where we have a lot of people who want to be mentored. And it really gives us an opportunity to really understand the talent within the organization and creates a lot of great cross-functional understanding.
And Woman in Auto Care has a great mentor program. And when I hung out with some of your live events that I was to, it was amazing to meet the number of ladies that were mentors or mentees and the deep friendships. You know, there's nothing like being faced with a challenge, ladies, and saying, where do I go for another perspective? And it's like, oh my God, my mentor. And I'm sure that even the mentee, it goes both ways.
Oh, for sure. I think it's a really rewarding opportunity for the mentor, the mentee, because you get to know different people. And I think as a leader, probably one of the most things that really gets my juices flowing and makes me happy and continue to be passionate about what I do is being able to help lead people, whether it's, you know, a big problem or a small problem, just kind of working it out or just being a thought partner. I think it's incredibly rewarding for everybody involved when it's structured properly.
I want the audience to hear the things that are on your mind and the passion that you have. There's a lot to talk about with Women in Auto Care, and I want each of you to chime in on that stuff. The leadership conference, the scholarship programs, the annual awards, the mentor program. I want to clarify something with Danielle. N.A. Williams. So I've never heard of N.A. Williams, but they're an important part of our industry. And since I'm of the fabric of distribution, I understand the importance of rep agencies that rep multiple lines in our industry. And N.A. Williams is, I think, could be the largest in the entire industry and as far as the lines that you have and the territory that you cover. Give us an idea, the industry, because, you know, we're talking to shop owners, technicians, people at the service level. What's a rep agency?
Carm, I'm really glad that you asked. I would agree that there is maybe some, not confusion, but maybe not a lot of focus on where we fall in the distribution channel. Obviously, Lauren works for Advance Auto Parts. Everybody knows who that is. But in essence, Carm, a rep agency, we're effectively an outsourced sales team. You know, so we create partnerships with manufacturers to sell their product into retail like Advance, into the traditional WD, and even some e-commerce channels. So we consider ourselves a link between the supplier community and the customer community. And we really tried to understand both business models intricately so we can kind of create these partnerships in between both. So it's been interesting, Carm, during this year with COVID, how much the reliance, because we are kind of that feet on the street in a local market, how that has almost become more important as travel has reduced and everyone has been sort of stay at home. We've seen the ability to be able to shine a little bit in this environment and still be able to connect with the customer for our partners.
Explain the shine a little bit thing.
Our people are there with the customer. They're there with them every day. So when talking about, you know, communication and training, the suppliers haven't been able to get on an airplane and go visit their customers. We've been able to really increase the communication and effectiveness as we've seen the industry, as, you know, everyone knows we did a little dip and then we started to skyrocket up. That need for that connectivity has even been more emphasized.
And you're doing it through virtual?
Some, but honestly, it just depends on the comfort level of our customer. We've been able to actually, you know, start making in-person visits depending on different levels of comfort and even being able to go and sort of see that customer face-to-face because we're not getting on an airplane to do it.
Hey, Carm here, and coming up, find out how much scholarship money was handed out in 2020. Now, you'll need to be sitting down when you hear the number. It's amazing. Hey, Carm here, and I can't say enough about the quality of instructors and the high level of technical and management training that was offered during the recent virtual APEX experience. Now, the great news is that show organizers for APEX 2021 are already hard at work to again assemble the best and the brightest instructors and the most timely and needed training for shop owners and technicians. Watch for a robust schedule of training and product demos on topics such as wheel alignment and ADAS calibrations. Also, training on how to be an effective leader, engine performance, diagnostic strategies, controller area networks, and using social media to grow your business. Now, those are just to name a few. With this caliber of training, make sure APEX 2021 is on your calendar November 2nd through the 4th. In Las Vegas. And together, let's make 2021 the year of growing sales, profits, and productivity for your business. Listen here for more APEX 2021 training and registration information. Shopware's innovative shop management system will give you back your time and put more money in your pocket. Make the switch today and watch technician efficiency gain 20%, enjoy increased recommended service, and even grow the highest parts profit margins ever with the smallest amount of work. You know, Steve from Ultimate Automotive says, I love that Shopware lets you complete every estimate on the inspection. And we even have a higher ARO, receive more approvals, and have had a significant increase in revenue. With our previous SMS, estimating was limited because it was so time consuming. This impacted not only what we could sell on each customer's current visit, but also what we would have prepared for following visits. Hey, your peers are happy. Let Shopware work for you. Book a demo at getshopware.com. Kim is on the 600th episode of the Remarkable Results Radio podcast, right, Kim?
I am. I haven't done 600 of them, but I'm on the 600th. And I did the 300th too, so I just realized that the other day. That was fun.
I know. Well, the 300th is a very important episode to me because it was the first time I was interviewed. It was something I never thought I could do, but I did, and it was very personal to me. Thank you for that. And as we hit the 600th on Christmas Day, I had Kim in the studio with some other people, and we did that. So again, I want to thank you for that. Being a shop owner today, a female shop owner today, is one of the most exciting things that I see in husbands and wives working together. Insight on that?
Exciting, yes. Challenging, definitely, at times. It's a different dynamic. I've shared on a couple of episodes in the past that it is definitely different. We're together 24/7, it seems. There's a need for that separation from work and home. When it's done, it's very rewarding. You know, we are best of friends at home and we're business partners at work. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty fun.
For example, I own a shop. And I listened to Carm's podcast and I hear the husband and wife's, and you know, you joined the business later after it was going from a real estate job, a successful one. And okay, I guess I can give up all that and do this now. And it was a bunch of years ago. Am I right?
Right about 10 years ago. And yeah, I left commercial real estate. So it was, came from doing, you know, big commercial tenant improvement build outs and dealing with, you know, contractors and vendors on a very large scale, multi-million dollar properties to automotive.
So my point is, if there's other women who haven't joined their husbands in the business, or the husbands have listened to Kim Arenheimer talk and say, I wonder if I could approach my wife to come in and help me in the business. Has that ever happened in any of your networking events?
It's really interesting because I actually belong to a smart group that by chance, not by design, is mostly husband and wife teams. Some of the teams have been teams for a long time. Some are wives that are, I mean, when you're married to a shop owner, you're already a team member. You live it, you hear it, I know how to work on cars just from gleaning, you know, conversations, the years, 26 years of marriage, of conversation. So you're already a business partner. So yeah, there are, I have had the opportunity to talk to many now female shop owners that were sitting on the outside looking in. And I'm the first one to say, you got to do it. I shared at one point that it was not my choice. It was not my path my choice, but it became my path of my passion. I love it. And I never realized how much I would love doing what I do. And it was just by chance. A lot of women are in shop ownership because of marriage or because of, you know, their family or because of they were born into it or, you know, they got a job. I know a previous Women's Shop Owner of the Year, she was started off, it was Amy. She was started off working in the shop. And she ended up buying it. And so we end up in there by chance, but it's not by, I think it's by design for sure.
It's been amazing how many I've interviewed and then all of a sudden they win awards. So maybe it has something to do with me.
It's all you, Carm. It's definitely you.
just great ladies. And I am so happy that the Women in Auto Care has a female Shop Owner of the Year honor every year. Lauren, I read something that you have this great initiative going on in advance with the ladies.
We have team member networks. One of them is the Women in Motion Network, which I was so grateful to have the opportunity to found. And essentially, it's an opportunity for the women of advance to come together and men who want to learn more and be comfortable, right? We're completely inclusive. But it's basically to help support women in their careers and, you know, answer questions, give them opportunities for feedback. The mentoring circles I mentioned, that's a part of that that came out of the Women in Motion Network. We have guest speakers. So it's really about sharing and helping women further their career in an inclusive environment.
So you're a woman in a prestigious company and a vice president. Kim owns a company and Lauren, you're also darn successful. It seems daunting as a young woman entering the industry up at in Northwood and wants to join the aftermarket. Any advice?
The piece of advice that I would give anyone joining, whether you're female or not, is you join in an industry and it's part of you join a job and it's part of an industry, and to get kind of above your job and to get involved. So I would tell you, for me, it's what made a big difference in my passion for the industry. Look, I work for a family-owned business. For me to have the opportunity and to be encouraged by our leadership to really volunteer my time and get involved with the industry and understand the challenges that we're facing on a macro level, it made all the difference to understand the little piece that I was doing, how that fit into the whole and how it eventually, right, that we're keeping people on the road and we're keeping them safe. And it's hard to see that if you're stuck in your desk, you know, in your office. So I would say, to really push to have the opportunity and give back and figure out how you can make an impact in the industry.
I totally agree with you, Danielle. And I know you do an amazing job with that as well. Anybody who follows you on LinkedIn knows that you're incredibly involved and doing so much good work. Advice I would give is like, own your career, right? Like there is nothing daunting about it. You have control and, you know, make sure that you know that you don't wait for someone else to give you something, right? You need to earn it. Have a goal in mind, and then pursue that. And I think there are different ways that you can do that and help that you can get along the way. I think what Danielle said about, you know, getting involved and understanding, you know, the industry around you is important. Those are, you know, awesome, you know, networks that you can build and, you know, things that you can bring back to your organization as well, enrich what you're bringing and maybe differentiate you from somebody else. You know, leaders, you want to, you know, emulate, learn from them, seek out those leaders that inspire you, and then take every opportunity you can and learn from it, right? We've all had, you know, tough situations that we're in and, you know, make sure that you're learning from those, you're reflecting back and own your career. I don't think it's super daunting in any industry. I think you don't be afraid, go in there and just do it and own your own destiny, if you will.
You know, Kim, you've always said my success was because of networking.
Definitely. I love listening to both Lauren and Danielle because mine is my success or mine, you know, our business success is because we had a path. We knew what we wanted. We knew where we wanted to get, but then it took networking and those around us to move forward on that path. So I was sitting here nodding to both of them. It's like, yes, yes, yes. It's all of it. It's knowing what your path is and finding people to take you along that path. And at the same time, it's our responsibility to help others follow along. And that's my passion is I've been helped so much. Now it's our responsibility to give back.
I think networking is the key to just about anything. And you wrap a little training around that. You go to conferences. Well, we haven't been to any this year, but you know what I mean. And if you've not attended a virtual conference, shame on you, because you could have done it in your PJs.
I have.
Atta girl. It seems like a common denominator for any successful individual anywhere, but specifically in the aftermarket, which is where my love and concentration is networking, it's training, and it's getting information on the things that you don't know what you don't know. I've got to move on to scholarships here in the power and the value of scholarships with the Women in Auto Care. I downloaded a graphic from autocare.org, $450,000 distributed over 15 years. Is that a current number? That I think that's light, isn't it?
I think we're north of 500 now, Carm, for Women in Auto Care specifically.
It's an amazing number. Number one, where's the money come from and where does it go?
We're thrilled with the success of the program, and it is ramped up based on the support of the industry. So it is funded by partners within the industry that want to focus on helping females feel supported and us giving scholarships to not only technicians, so female aspiring technicians, but also some in the business and engineering fields. And what's really fun about that is that the Women in Auto Care Scholarship is kind of one piece of an umbrella program. So we participate with kind of a larger organization of the University of the Aftermarket Foundation. And CARM, that program this year, including Women in Auto Care, gave out $650,000 in 2020, which is pretty amazing.
It is. I remember doing a show about that. We actually did a live CARMcast. It almost felt like it was a webathon, you know? Call 1-800, blah, blah. I can't remember who we did it with. It may have been Bobby Bassett or someone. And it was like a month before the closing of the scholarships. And we were out there selling, if you will, opportunities for all these great scholarships. And that's what's really cool. So the Women in Auto Care get this money and you funnel it up to the University of the Aftermarket.
Yeah, so Women in Auto Care is one out of 40 organizations that utilize this application that UAF has. So it's kind of this one-stop shop. So if I'm a student, I fill out one application and I am considered by over 40 organizations for dollars that are available for scholarships. So in our time, we know that we have to make it easy for students. We want to support them, but the easier you can make it, the better. And so we're really proud of the growth in dollars, but also in just collaborating organizations.
I have some information. AutomotiveScholarships.com. So here's the deal. 654 in scholarships. I think this was last year. 460 students. And get this, 70% of those recipients were going to school to become a technician. Music to my ears. So, Kim, Is it tough to be a female in an almost all male dominated crazy world?
No. I was going to say no. There is a stigma with that. I could be wrong. I think that being a female in our industry is actually has huge benefits. First of all, we're the only ones that can get in our way. Both of my service advisors are female. So the front half of the business is very strong female presence. And at first it was really interesting. I was wondering how much, kind of feedback we'd get from, a certain clientele on wanting to speak to a technician. You know, as a female, as a woman in this industry, you're the only block that can get in your way. You're the only stumble that can get in your way. It can be tough, I think, but you're the only one that can allow it to be tough. But it definitely has some benefits. I mean, we bring a different perspective. Our business doesn't look like a lot of other shops because we had a vision. Rob and I both had a vision, and our lobby looks like a spa. It's definitely not hard if you don't let it be difficult.
A spa. I'm going to go to the car day spa.
That's what they call it. They walk in, it's like, did I just bring my car to a spa? You know, fireplace and coffee and...
Who wants to speak about the annual leadership conference? Will it be virtual this year? Or are you getting together?
It is virtual. In fact, they've got a different format, which should be kind of exciting, right? So obviously it can be hard for people to take off work and get approval for expenses to travel, especially if you own your own shop, being able to do that and be away from your business. Our next conference, which is in February, will be virtual, but it's spread over a week, right? So it's, a couple hours here, or have lunch with us and, have some mentoring opportunities here, or join us for breakfast. So it's really meant to kind of integrate within your day, which will be exciting. I think the opportunity for there to be a larger audience and for there to be an exposure on a grander scale. I hope even in the future, we end up with a hybrid type of approach. So there's maybe content for those that can travel, and maybe those that can't but still want to participate.
When I think about being together, going back to homecoming, Apex homecoming, which I guarantee is going to come off in November or hit me on the head real hard, but I'm looking forward to it. Okay. I think it's one of the most highly attended conferences is when the woman in auto care announced their awards. It is the best cocktail party, I think, at Apex, besides the get together the first night.
It's the best cocktail party in the industry. It is like, it's the highlight of the week for sure.
It is. And it goes to show you the amount of people that come. Of course, you give out the communication awards, which is a really big part of that thing. But you guys market that so well. They're legacy honors. Maybe this year they'll do a mini ceremony, in 2021, just to do it for you all. It's such a high honor that auto care has made women in auto care such a strong part of the automotive aftermarket. And ladies, you took the ball and ran with it.
It's a fabulous organization. I'll speak very truthfully. I had been invited for a couple of years, but before I attended my first conference, I think it's been 4 years ago when it was in Nashville, I was a little hesitant because I wasn't sure. For a lack of a better word, I didn't want to be part of an organization that's like, I am woman, here me were. And, I didn't want to be part of that. It's like, I just want to be included.
You weren't sure. And so you went and it changed your mind.
It definitely changed my mind. Within the first hour, it was like, okay, this is empowering. And it's amazing. It is uplifting and we have men, we have members that are men, by the way, just FYI. It's very empowering and very uplifting, and it's about you. It's not about the speakers that I really connected with and I knew I was meant to be there. It was looking at you, not everybody else, but you. And I have walked away from every single conference that I've attended, not only a better woman, a better business owner, but it's just a better person, and walked away with friends. My best friend in the industry, I met at a women in auto care conference. it's so important to connect with people of like mind. And that is my organization right there.
And it's amazing what happens when you find best friends in the industry through an organization. You vacation in Key West together, right?
We do. Yes, we do. Yeah, we, and our husbands are best of friends. And, you know, it's just, and it's all from a chance meeting at a rooftop cocktail party, the best in the industry.
Best places to meet in Nashville. Ladies, listen, this was great. It was comfortable. I'm so happy for all of you. Mentoring. Are there any great mentoring stories that you would love to share?
I had a team member early on. Through mentoring, I was able to help her kind of find her voice. You know, I'd say the very beginning of our relationship, she was, you know, a little more timid, a little bit more concerned. She kind of started every conversation with, this may be wrong, but, and kind of like having that apologetic. But that was really to see her grow over the last couple of years. And she's incredibly successful now and, is a director at an organization, you know, outside of the auto care industry, but still very successful. But trying to help, it was very rewarding for me to help find her voice, work with her on that over the years. It's just rewarding. I know she got a lot out of the relationship, and we're very close to this day. Probably one of my most rewarding stories is to help someone find their voice.
I had happened to meet a couple shop owners, a trip that we had won as part of a purchasing program through one of my suppliers. They've been in the business for probably about 8 or 10 years, and they had just kind of come to a stopping point, a plateau. She wanted to take it to the next level. The husband wasn't sure it can be done. And it was at dinner during that weekend, and a couple of dinners that they actually pulled out their numbers. And I had a chance just from what I've learned from my mentor and the groups that I belong to. And I said, if you fix this number and this number and this number, you'll see changes. And just in the last, it's been about a year and a half, their business is, I think it's almost doubled. It's kind of like birthing a baby. It's like, you just want to get excited, and, you know, you just can't believe it actually happened, you know, and it's not from my knowledge, it's knowledge that was shared with me. And I was just able to turn around and share it with somebody else. And now, you know, we do talk on a regular basis, and I get to see how that baby's growing.
Great analogy. Danielle, any great mentor story?
What I learned is that there's different types of mentoring relationships. So I think early on in my career, I assumed it was somebody that was very senior and had this very, you know, long career that I could learn from. And in the end, the mentoring experiences that have been the most meaningful to me have been mentoring groups of my peers. So maybe in doing different types of roles or in different types of businesses. And sometimes, look, it can be kind of intimidating to have a kind of a one-to-one relationship, and you have these calls and what am I going to talk about? And I think those can work too and can be very valuable. But where I found is get 3 or 4 people and it be a group, and then you're able to kind of swap stories and hold each other accountable and bring experiences to the table that then did turn into really good friendships. But I think the structure of kind of a mentoring group where you do have topics that you're addressing and people are bringing, I think they can be very powerful.
It's a great point that you bring up. As our industry needs to have apprentice programs going on at every shop. Every shop should have an apprentice, and I'm on a soapbox about that. But the key thing about a mentoring, you have an apprentice, you have to have a mentor in a shop. And it's not always, like you said, Danielle, the most senior member. And it doesn't mean that they would ultimately end up being a good mentor to a young 18, 19-year-old individual. Age doesn't matter, because you can take someone out of the Army who just, you know, got out and wants to become an automotive technician today and bring them in a mentoring program at, you know, 20, 30, 40 years old. Put them through it and then assign a great mentor. So the mentoring program that I always impressed with in the Women of Auto Care, because when I've attended some of your live conferences and, you know, the women would get up and they'd get in their groups and they talk about their experiences, I was really moved by the power of that mentoring program that exists in your organization. A great organization. Thank you, ladies, for being here. I did look it up. The 2017 Woman in Auto Care Winners was episode 284. The 2018 was 384. 2019 was $494. Lauren Bollier, Vice President of Professional Marketing, Advanced Auto Parts, Auto Care's Woman of the Year. Thanks for being here. Kim Arenheimer from CS Automotive in Brentwood, Tennessee, Female Shop Owner of the Year. And Daniel Sonnefeld, Vice President, Business Development at Rep Agency N.A. Williams & Company, the Auto Care Woman of Excellence. Ladies, thank you for being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Carm.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.